You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Exodus chapter 14, verse 15 and 16. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your rod over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Brethren, in our walk with Jesus, you will discover that God oftentimes leads us to places where we can't see any way out. Anyone who has truly walked with the Lord would come to realize that the Lord leads us in a way that we won't see the way, and it is part of the plan of God. The problem is that as human beings, when we do not see the way, we think that there is no way. We almost invariably assume that God also does not have a way. He led them to the Red Sea. Who would have thought that there is a way in the Red Sea? And the Lord said to Moses, "But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." There was a way in the midst of the sea. It wasn't apparent to the human eye. My dear brothers and sisters, it may look as if there is no way. It may look as if it is impossible, but can I tell you, God sees a way. God has a way. He only need to show you. He only need to reveal it to you. You see, we are always running after men. We want human connections. We want human helps. You are thinking, maybe if this person was in my life today, maybe I wouldn't be struggling to get this position. I wouldn't be struggling to get this visa. I wouldn't be struggling to get this. What you need is God, and He's in your life. And He knows the way where there seems to be no way. I'm telling you, almost every single time, you will always be at a junction in this Christian race where you can't see a way out. It is God's design, but He knows the way out. Looking back at my life, I'm always wondering how I was able to navigate several situations, because I never saw any way out. If you look at the children of Israel, or those that work with God in the scriptures, you will discover that the things God was saying to them, there was no way it will happen. He said He will make Abraham father of many nations. That man was going to 100 without a single child. How would you believe that it is still possible to become father of many nations? That's how God works. When he wanted to feed the 5,000, it was impossible. How would you feed 5,000 people in the wilderness? Which restaurant would you use, call upon to bring food to them? And so Philip started doing calculations. But the Bible says Jesus, He knew what to do. Can you imagine? He was asking Stephen to provide. But the scripture says He knew what to do. The fact that God is asking you to do things that are beyond you is an indication that He knew what to do. God knows what to do. He will show you at the appropriate time the way out of that situation. You know, so over time, I have come to learn to relax. So even though I can't see a way out, even though I know that if there is no divine hand of intervention, I may remain in this situation for the rest of my life, I have come to rest, knowing that at some point, God will show the way. Brethren, there is always a way. Even in the midst of the sea, God could say the way. So what is the sea that is confronting your life that you think Jesus cannot make a way for you? Relax, trust in Him. The Lord knows the way. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.